Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Good Fortune Show. How are you doing? I hope everybody's doing fine and all set for attracting good fortune. It's not just a word. Well, two words actually. Good fortune. They're not just words, they actually mean something. Good as in things which people find positive and nice. Good. Good, good, good. Good behavior, good situations, good events, good things happening in life. And then fortune as in things that we are able to think of as good. So a person is fortunate. Fortune, good, everything good. So the whole thing is about good. It's indicates wealth, it indicates treasure, it indicates fun, and it indicates joy. It indicates everything. And all of the good that we can do in life, all of the fortune that we can attract, it's all about good. So when we have good fortune going, then amazing things start happening for us. Amazing coincidences. Some people call it synchronicity. And you have all these movies that came, all of the great movies that support good fortune, that support good positive vibes. So I was in the theater watching Trolls Band Together. Trolls Band Together. And you know the character Poppy? The one with pink hair? She's so cute. She's always positive. She's always optimistic. So there was a scene where they're supposed to go find one of the brothers. And not her brother, but the brother of, what's his name? I forgot his name. Branch, Ranch. I'm not sure what his name is, but he's the darker one, the grayer one who comes in Trolls. One where he was kind of negative-minded and kept thinking something bad's going to happen, and then he created a bunker for himself so that if anything happened, the Bergens come to eat them, then he can be in that bunker. Well, Trolls 3, I think this is the third one, right? I'm not sure. So the one where trolls band together, they're showing as if these two are a couple, that they love each other. They're romantically involved. Obviously, he's become better. He's more positive-minded, but he's still not as positive-minded as Poppy is, the one with the pink hair. So one of his brothers is missing, and they all decide to go rescue. So his other brothers, first they're supposed to find all the brothers, and then all of them supposed to band together and rescue this one brother. So on the way there, they're saying, "Oh my God, but we don't have an address because he got a postcard." One of the brothers says, "Oh, I have a postcard though from him, but there's no address." There's no address. There's nowhere that one can find out where the postcard came from. And Poppy looks at the picture on the postcard. And the picture is of a hill or a mountain and a couple of trees, three trees maybe, and a sun set or sunrise next to the mountain. So everybody else is saying, "Oh, but there's no address, so this postcard is useless." And Poppy says, "Oh no, we can find the sunset. Or sunrise, I'm not sure which one, but let's just go with sunset. Oh, but we can find the sunset." What? How optimistic can somebody be that they're going to go and solve the mystery without an address? But Poppy's so positive, she says, "We can find this particular sunset. We do have something to go on." And so everybody's like, "Oh God, that's Poppy being positive again, right?" But guess what? That's what happens. They do find that particular hill with that particular sun in that particular position in the three trees. They find it. And, they go about their business and rescuing and all of that. But what we're trying to say is here's somebody who is extremely positive. So positive, she can look at a postcard, see the picture on it, and then say, okay, guess what? We don't have an address. We don't know where the postcard came from. There's nothing, literally, just the picture. But we can find the sunset. And they do. So even in Trolls, the original Trolls movie, she's very positive. Very upbeat, very positive, very peppy, like almost hyper peppy. And this other guy, I keep forgetting what his name is, Branch or something. I don't know what his name is. The darker one, the gray one, who's pretty, very, like, very security conscious and safety conscious. And oh, I'm all for safety, don't get me wrong. I'm all for safety. If you're safe, you can have fun, right? But he is uber, uber careful to the extent that he actually puts a damper on things. And they had this party going in Trolls 1, right? The original Trolls movie, which is how the Bergens found them. But then Poppy is so upbeat. She is so upbeat that she goes out to rescue her friends. And she makes friends with the Bergens and convinces them that happiness does not lie in eating the trolls. That's how positive Poppy is. And it's all about glitter and sparkles and music, all the 80s, 90s, 70s, God knows which year. They had Hello going on, And then The Sound of Silence, all these songs they had, and a beautiful movie where if somebody actually wants to go there and watch this movie, do that. I mean, Ragnarok Trolls Bands Together is what I saw in the theater. But you could definitely watch the other trolls also. It's all about being positive and actually positive to the extent that it's super extreme and believing against hope and where there is no hope. Where there is no hope. And Poppy puts her special brand of hope, positive expectations, joy, passion, and celebration and love. She does all of this. And she comes out victorious every time. So, is this just an animated cartoon movie, or is there something deeper? Is there something that we could all follow? Because if your mind is or becomes like Poppy's mind, just imagine what you can do with it. Because Poppy thinks positively, she also feels her way through it, through situations, and she's feeling all happy, happy, happy. Yay, we're going to be meeting again, and we're going to be hugging again, and we're going to be dancing again and singing again. So she also feels the feelings of being positive. So she's just not saying, oh, I'm sure this is going to happen. But she actually feels that it's going to happen. And she feels what it feels like or what it would feel like if it does happen. And she has this scrapbook. And she puts things into the scrapbook and she loves scrapbooking. She keeps putting things into it. It's something like our vision board, correct? When in the law of attraction, manifestation, they show you how to create a vision board where you can put whatever you want to on that board and then it manifests. Well, Poppy likes to scrapbook and she likes to put things together that makes her happy. And then she actually visualizes being happy and she feels it, feels it, feels it. And it actually happens. So, what is Poppy actually doing? She's flowing good fortune energy. Poppy believes 100% in good fortune. She believes in it so much that her friend has to pull her back from that. That's how positive Poppy is. And in this particular movie, The Trolls Band Together, she is excited by the fact that, you know, the little, her boyfriend, her love interest, the guy who comes and trolls that I was talking about, who's always uber security conscious, well, he has to go find his brothers, and he's all negative about it. Like, oh my God, I have to go find my brothers. Or, I mean, he wants to, don't get me wrong, he's a nice guy, but he's negative about it. And she's saying to him, you actually have brothers. How wonderful is that? You actually have brothers that you can do this with and that you can do that with. And oh, how amazing, you were in a band. So she's so excited, and she's going on talking about how wonderful it is to have siblings. And, you know, this guy, he's saying, oh, but I don't want my brothers. I don't have brothers. Something to the extent where he's being very negative. And she's saying, that's not how DNA works. Basically, that siblings are bonded together forever. She's so excited about all of these things that she actually attracts. And she's saying, I wish I had a sister, someone I could do this with, someone I could do that with. And then she starts feeling the feelings of what it is she could do with a sister. And guess what? She finds her real sister. She finds her, or her sister finds her. God knows which what happened. But they find each other. And she's so happy about it. It's like Poppy is an amazing manifester. She believes in good fortune. She believes in giving out good vibrations. She believes in affirmations for sure, because she's always saying something positive. She believes in feeling the feelings of how it would feel to actually have what she wants. And she's so busy giving out positive vibrations that things go her way and she gets what she wants. And obviously it's a happy ending, right? We all want happy endings. So if one watches positive movies, what happens? It creates a kind of a belief system where one, while watching this positive movie, is exposed to these scenes and dialogues. What happens? It goes into the mind, it goes into your system, and it becomes part of your vocabulary. It's almost like hypnosis. Why do people pay so much money and go to a hypnotherapist? By the way, I'm an advanced hypnotherapist myself, but I actually follow some other modalities, but I am an advanced hypnotherapist myself. But when somebody watches positive TV shows, movies, listens to good music, listens to good radio talk shows like The Good Fortune Show and The Joyful Manifestation Show, well, what happens is one actually helps oneself. It kind of works on many levels. So by listening to all of this, one's belief system, if it is negative, is overwritten by positive thoughts and beliefs. So if one takes the trouble of going to watch Trolls Band Together, Poppy's belief system can actually infiltrate and get into your mind. And you kind of align yourself with Poppy. Like, what would Poppy do if she were in this situation? Or how would Poppy think? Or, you know, what would Sugandhi Iyer think? Or what would she do in the situation? What thoughts would Sugandhi Iyer have? That's me. What thoughts would she have if she were in this situation? What thoughts would Poppy have if Poppy were in this situation? And, you know, for all those people out there who want to be sports performers, what are they called, athletes, who want to compete and win, you could always listen to the recordings, YouTube recordings, other recordings, I, what is it? Podcasts of sports people, athletes who have succeeded in life, and how they think. How they think, if you listen to them, then it'll get into your mind, kind of like a hypnosis. Okay, so not a bad hypnosis, a good hypnosis. Except that you're consciously doing this. Nobody is putting you into another state and then, relaxing your conscious mind and then going into your subconscious and putting messages. Your conscious mind is listening and processing, but a lot of the belief systems will get into your subconscious mind, and you can use your conscious mind to call upon your favorite performers, your favorite athletes, your favorite heroes, your favorite motivation speakers, your famous for people who want to be great cooks. They can, first of all, go through the recipes, obviously, but they can also, nowadays, you have a lot of cooking shows. You have a lot of people showing you how they make things. So you can listen to them. You can allow their voice to get through. And then, if you were ever in a pitch where, as a cook, you're wondering whether you should do this or whether you should do that, you could always think to yourself, what would, and let's say her name is Mary, what would Mary do if she were in this situation? So you can tune into positive people, positive figures, motivation speakers, your heroes, people who have already succeeded in the field that you want to succeed in. And you can call upon their energy and they would come around you and help you because energy flows, energy crosses countries. Energies probably crosses worlds and universes, correct? In an instant. You don't need the person there. You just have to call upon them and like, dear so and so, would you please come and help me do this? Would you please come and help me perform? And their energy would come to you, gather around you, and actually help you and guide you and whisper in your ear. These things do happen. Try it out. Try it out. And this way you could say, okay, how would Sugandhi Iyer think if she were in this situation? How would Poppy think? Poppy is an animated figure, but there is an energy source from which she's created. There is a belief system from which she is created. So she's not just an animated figure. She comes with a belief system. There is an energy that supports the existence of Poppy and people like Poppy or people who think like Poppy. So there's an energy system that supports that. So even if you're calling on an animated figure, or if you're just thinking, how would Poppy think? That's good enough. And you can get your answers and you can program your mind to think positively and to attract good fortune. Now, Poppy is not just thinking positively. She actually believes it'll happen. Poppy actually thinks it will happen. Why? Because she believes in good fortune. So she's just not an optimistic speaker, but she actually believes it'll happen because she believes in good fortune. She believes that whatever it is in the universe that exists will gather together to make what she says come true. She believes in all of these things. And for people who watch movies that are negative, what do these heroes and heroines in these negatively charged movies, how do they think? Oh my God, you don't want to think like that. They're busy thinking that, the sky is going to fall down. Nothing's ever going to get better. Oh my God, cancel, cancel, cancel. All of these thoughts and affirmations. But you don't want this in your mind and in your energy. Why? Because even if you're guarded against it and you're thinking, okay, I'm just going to watch this movie and I'm not going to let it affect me. And you know what? A lot of people do this. Millions, 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 billions, billions of people watch movies thinking that those movies are not going to affect them. But that's not true. It does affect. Those words go into a person. The energy behind the people who created those movies, who write those scenes, gets to these people. There is a mind, a negative mindset behind that. In fact, recently, this series, serial, Bold and Beautiful, it is so negative. It is so absolutely negative that when one watches it, one would believe that love stories don't work. That all love stories at some point go wrong. People are busy cheating on each other. Father and son share the same women. Sisters share the same men. And that the same problems keep coming back to people again and again and again. Like these problems never get resolved because they're busy coming back, right? It's like the same pattern. And the writers of this Bold and Beautiful are so dark. I mean, if you just go and look at it, it's darkness everywhere. And so people who watch these serials or who watch these TV shows where nothing gets resolved, ultimately the same problems keep coming back. So what happens? They're tuning into this energy. They're tuning into this energy and they're calling it to themselves. Whereas if you're tuning into something which is very good, positive, good things are happening, nice things are happening to people, families are together, they're not busy, backstabbing each other, and sisters are not sharing the same men, and father and son are not sharing the same women, and all these couples are being recycled between each other. But that there are family systems that work. There are couples that get along really well. There are families that are stable, where the children are happy, correct? So as we watch more of that, then there is more of that. And then as we watch more of the negative, there is more of the negative. And so on and so forth. Good fortune is created by each person. Each person creates his or her good fortune and writes his or her story. So something that we did in the past, something that we're doing right now, correct, gets created as karma. And I'm not saying a person is good or bad. We're not defining things as a good person versus a bad person right now. We're just saying, what is it that's going to help a person create the best life story ever? And what is it? It is the choices that we make right now. We are going to have a couple of minutes break, listen to some instrumental music, some music, and we're going to come back soon. So don't go away. We've got much more coming on in this next section of the Good Fortune Show. So I'm holding on for you, and hopefully you'll be holding on for the show when it comes back. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show and the Good Fortune Show, and we're going to go into both of these right now. Both the shows banding together, coming together, as we're going into a few affirmations and steps that we can use to create good fortune for ourselves. So, Joyful Manifestation is all about creating the energy that we need to have in order for us to do really well in life. And good fortune is basically attracting the fortune that is needed for us to do really, really well in life. So if you take joyful manifestation and good fortune, it's basically all of us saying that, okay, you know what? We want to do well in life. And what can we do well for ourselves? What is it that we can do well for ourselves? So we were talking about the Trolls movie and how Poppy thinks really, really positively, and she actually feels her way through situations. She feels like she's celebrating having whatever she wants. So in case of money, let's say Poppy were interested in money, she would be celebrating being rich. She would be thinking of what is it that she can buy if she has the money. And then she'll probably say, you know what? I am rich, and this is what I can buy for myself and for others that I care about. If it were love, Poppy would be thinking, okay, when is he going to propose to me? How is he going to propose to me? How am I going to feel when he does propose to me? So she would probably imagine her boyfriend or the man that she likes, even if he's not her boyfriend, getting down on one knee, giving her a rose, giving her a ring. And then Poppy would feel so excited, almost as if it's happening already. That's how Poppy would feel. She would be jumping up and down. I'm sure this is going to happen. I feel that this is going to happen. I'm so happy that this is going to happen to me. So Poppy would be very, very ecstatic. And that is the energy that the universe needs to immediately deliver results to Poppy. See, Poppy is amazing at manifesting. The stronger the vibrations, the stronger the feelings, the higher the vibrations, the higher the feelings. So the feelings that Poppy would be having would be in the realm of super, super love, super, super passion, and celebration. Poppy would be planning the parties that she's going to be having. Who's going to be in the party? What is the music going to be like? What kind of food are we going to have? What is the dresses that everybody's going to be wearing? Where is this party going to be held? And she would be so excited thinking about it that she wouldn't even let a negative thought to come in, to slide in. And if somebody says, no, you know, Poppy, I think you're just dreaming too much and this is not going to happen, and she's going to be, no, it's going to be happen. I'm sure that it's going to happen. Everything's going to happen just the way that we plan it. So imagine a mindset that feels that way, that feels so happy about things happening. And not unhappy about things not happening. It's a shift of how a person thinks. Now, think about it. If this is the truth, that one can feel their way through situations and feel how it would feel if it happened, then in whose hands is the steering wheel in? Whose hands is it in? Not any one of us. It's all you. You get to be the person who feels her way through situations. You get to be the person who is completely uber excited about everything that's going to happen and not giving energy to the thoughts that say that it's not going to happen. It's that voice in the head. Remember the voice that says, no, it's not going to happen? You're tripping. You're just tripping. You're in crazy zone. It's just hoping against hope. It's all in your head. None of what you want is going to happen. Sure, it's in our head. Where else is it going to be? It's all going to be in our head, right? That's where it starts. That's where the journey starts. That's where we set the GPS for the destination that we want. And we're saying here in this show, if you're using joyful manifestation techniques and you're getting into more and more good fortune energy, we're saying in this show that there is nothing that's going to stop you. Why is that? A person might say, well, this man that I like has this other woman in his life. But you know something? This other woman has been manifested by fictitious Jane due to her past energies and patterns. So if fictitious Jane gets a grip on her story, her love karma, her love story, and if she gets a grip on it and she says, no, I'm in charge of this love story, not anybody else. I am the writer of the story. She can do away with every other woman that interferes in her love's life. Because all of these other women are being attracted in or are being born out of the fear patterns that already exist, the past karmas that already exist, the past patterns of energy that already exist, which somehow give rise to these other women. And then a person thinks, no, you know what? I'm constantly going to be cheated on. Well, this is not true, and I'm here to tell you that's not true. I'm here to say that your story is in your hands. You get to write it. You get to write it, and you can be so strong and you can be so positive. Strong in a very positive way. That things are going to go your way. What you want is going to happen. And feel your way through what it feels like to already have it. Don't let the negativity enter your system. Don't let the negativity enter your aura. Don't let it filter in. Because that's what happens, right? Some people call it psychic attacks. Psychic attacks, I mean, they go to a place, and then this is what I've heard, and this is what I know to be true also. There are other forces, negative forces, that kind of almost drill holes into a person's aura, suck the negative energy, suck the positive energy out, and then busy transfer negative energy into a person's aura. And so then what happens is a person starts attracting negative energy. So we should all safeguard our auras. We should all safeguard our energies. We should fill it with absolutely great information and great things happening and great love stories happening in a nice way, not in a negative way, where there are great things happening, and get an attitude, something like Poppy's. 100% Poppy would be great, actually. And if you're ever in a place where you're thinking negative, right, immediately ask yourself, okay, so this is a situation. What would Poppy think? How would she think? What would Sugandhi Iyer think in this situation? What would, and you know, you can have your own choice of people that you consider very positive. And you can say, okay, what would XYZ think in this situation? And then keep telling your mind, okay, you need to think like this now. Not like what you thought about, what you used to think before, but you need to think in this particular way, mind. Like, don't let me down, mind. Think in a positive way so that we can attract good fortune, because there is good fortune waiting for us. There are tons of money. There are a lot of people in this world who are accessing those tons of money. Lots of people are enormously wealthy. Where is this money coming from? It's coming from God's bank. It's coming from some universal bank, correct? So why can't we have access to that universal bank? Why can't we have access to all of that money coming into our lives? Why can't we have that good fortune of being that person that is busy considering how many yachts to buy? Ships, yachts, traveling around the world, doing fun things, enjoying oneself. And all of this can absolutely be done. All we want to do is make sure that our thinking from today is going to be absolutely positive, and we're going to be thinking in an absolutely positive way so that negativity does not get its foothold, does not get its grip, does not have a grip on us. And we are the people who decide this. And yes, for the rest of this week, do listen to good stuff. You can also go back to my past shows and listen to the recordings, right? You can subscribe to my show, support it, support good fortune energy, you know, and definitely go watch some movies. And even if they feel like, oh my God, this is a kid's movie, but you know, kids are happy and they're always in fairy tale land and they're always planning what toys they're going to be getting and when Santa is going to be visiting and what is the list of things that they're going to ask from Santa. Kids know what it's like, actually. They know the truth. And so as long as we are able to be this positive people and we're thinking positive, so the rest of the week, just watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts and replace every negative thought with a positive thought. And then after doing that, feel how it feels to already have what you want with you. Feel how it feels to be a person who constantly attracts good fortune, because good fortune energy is there waiting. It just wants to gather around you and to support your life. We are at the end of our show right now, and we will be meeting again next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for the Joyful Manifestation show. These are sister shows, and they're very connected to each other, and you can listen to any one of these shows, and definitely request you to sign up for the show, subscribe to it, open an account, and if you're in another country, write to us. Let us know, and we can help you subscribe to the show and the Joyful Manifestation show. So this is Sugandhi Iyer signing off for the Good Fortune Show. Until next week, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So have a wonderful rest of the day.